Recording in progress.
Good evening, everyone. This is the town council meeting for September 1st, 26th. Yeah, okay. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy of the official newspaper of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cahill?
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Here.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Here.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Here.
Councilmember Rashid?
Here.
Councilmember Uren?
Here.
Council President Lombardi?
Here. And would everyone please join us in the flag salute? Justice for all. We'll now move to number 5, which is a proclamation for Library Card Sign-Up Month, and the mayor is going to read that proclamation for us.
Thank you, Council President. Gataway acknowledges that libraries welcome all people, serving inclusive and accessible community hubs that connect individuals across cultures, generations, and experiences. Whereas the council recognizes that libraries are foundational to education, imagination, opportunity, and support the Piscataway Public Library as a place for all members of the community to discover, learn, and connect. Hold on, it's cutting in and out here. Design programs that reflect and celebrate the diversity of the populations they serve, ensuring equitable and open access to information, technology, and culture for all. And whereas libraries help individuals navigate life's challenges by providing trusted information, digital access, job search support, and connections to essential services. And whereas libraries contribute to the thriving communities by upholding the values of intellectual freedom and the right of every resident to choose their own stories. And whereas in times of both crisis and calm, libraries and their staff remain steadfast in supporting, strengthening, and celebrating their communities. And whereas the library card opens the doors to endless possibilities, from books and technology to early literacy and to lifelong learning. Now, therefore, I be resolved that I, Brian Waller, the mayor of Township Piscataway in the county of Middlesex and in the state of New Jersey, do hereby recognize September 26th, 2026 as Library Card Sign-Up Month, and encourage all residents to sign up for the Piscataway Public Library Card and explore the endless possibilities it offers. And I'd like to have Heidi Kramer, if I can have the council president come down. But as to that, I want to let people know it's not just about intellectual self-doing. You didn't have power that you could charge up your lap. 7 days. Fighting your team.
We're now going to move forward with the rest of our meeting. Number six is comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda. Do we have any comments?
No comments.
Moving forward, number seven is open to the public for comments regarding items on the consent agenda items only. For each public comment portion, for remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt, press star 6 on your phone and unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public for remote attendees at this time for consent agenda items only.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
The remote portion is now closed. We will now open to the public for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Again, it's for the consent agenda items only.
Yeah, hi, this is Pratik Patel, 29 Redbud Road. I just have three questions with consent agenda on C and D. I know this was talked about last week with some numbers coming in. Was there any...
Did you say C and D?
C and D. This was for National Opioid Trust. Obviously, we are getting money, which is all great, but nowadays just getting money doesn't mean the... It's a good thing. So the question is, did we actually file any, and this is to the attorney, did we file any class action suit, or there were members in this town that were actually part of this, that the collective lawsuit was filed?
Like, so this is the consent agenda items.
For National Opioid Trust. So if it's a settlement money.
So each state attorney general was part of it. And so the funds were distributed by the state to each municipality. So the municipality itself, no, we weren't a direct member. We didn't sign up individually, but we were represented by the state AG.
Okay, so we are getting the money, but there was no case. Okay, so that's again, in finance, that's fraud. Okay, then the second question that I have is I see like a lot of things where it says not to exceed based on certain numbers. Now, it's a public law typically that when all these contracts go out, there is a bid and somebody actually wins the bid and there is a number on that bid. So when we look at this number not to exceed.
I apologize. Which item are you on?
What item? This is the consent agenda.
We can look at number, whether B, which is 275,000, not to exceed. Pretty much there are numbers, dollar numbers in different items. I, J, and few other things if I missed. I guess, I think so. The clause where it says not to exceed, and then there is a number that comes after that. So even for that 11, if there was a public bid and somebody bidded for that number, is that number coinciding with that number? Or why do we have to put not to exceed? Because the contract laws are very clear. If somebody wins the bid, that's the contract number. So I don't know where
this is the number.
Is that aligning? If I go to the procurement system, would that align?
Yes, that matches the contract. The reason why we put not to exceed is because statutorily we're required to, because there is an opportunity also, depending on change orders, for the number to go up or down depending on the scope of the work. We hope it goes down, and that's why we're only the council only authorizes up to that amount. But usually that amount, that amount matches the contract bid amount.
Okay, and in these reports, because most of the time when something goes up, I've never seen any of these consent agenda items that there was a change order or something happened, whether it went up or down. So, I mean, I just see the number, it was approved, and then it's done.
I just want to let the council reflect in the last couple months, we've had a couple of decreased contracts with the...
Thank you, sir.
Council, I also just want to clarify, he said that there was no litigation. There was national litigation that created this opioid trust fund.
The public portion is now closed.
Council President, I have a question regarding that. Just if the business administrator for the public benefit could explain and give a little context on the consent agenda items 11, N, and O, please. N and O.
These are bonds that were, this was authorized financing for the ESIP program, which is our solar program, and also authorized funds to be spent on various infrastructure improvements. We are required by law, our time is up, we have to permanently finance for the ESIP program, which is our solar. In addition to, we also now need to finance our infrastructure program. So how it works is you authorize debt, but we don't fund it until we actually need the money. So this is not incurring any new debt or anything like this. This is just now authorizing for us to go out and actually get the funding to pay for these items, to get the cash.
And I want to remind Council President that meaning for the reimbursement from the federal government in order to do permanent financing. Now that we did receive the check over the summer, now we're going out for the permanent financing for the balance.
Thank you for that clarification. We'll now move to number 8, which is an ordinance second reading, the acquisition of right-of-way fee simple easements for Holly Lane, Blackford Avenue road improvements. It will be open to the public, and it's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights-of-Way, Easements, and Land in Fee Simple for the Improvement of Blackford Avenue and Holly Lane in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 11th day of August, 2026, and had passed the first reading and was published on the Township website on the 13th day of August, 2026. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on September 1st, 2026, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval on the Township website. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2026-15.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We're now open for remote attendees for number 8. Open for remote attendees, number 8.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
We are now closed for the remote portion of this ordinance. We're open now, in-person attendees. Anyone wishing to comment on number 8, please come up at this time. We're now closed to the public comment. Can I have an offer, please?
Offer, Dennis.
Can I have a second?
Second, Leibowitz.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes. Second reading. Number 9 is ordinance first reading, amending Chapter 12, Parks and Recreation, establishing hours for pickleball courts at Durham Park, and it will be a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 12, Parks and Recreation Areas, Section 1, Use of Parks, Playgrounds, Fields, Rinks and Courts, Hours, Permits, Subsection 1.1, Hours of Operation, Prohibited Acts, to establish hours of operation for the pickleball courts located at Durham Park. Be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. that it be published on the township website, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 6th day of October 2026. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have an offer?
Offer, Cahill.
Do I have a second?
Second, Espinosa.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Urin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the ordinance passes first reading. Number 10, an ordinance first reading adopting redevelopment plan for block 6201, lot 4.02, 30 Knightsbridge Road. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance adopting a redevelopment plan for block 6201, lot 4.02, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, commonly known as 30 Knightsbridge Road, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published on the township website, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 6th day of October 2026. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. Can I have an offer?
Offer, Councilman Urin.
Can I have a second, please?
Second, Cahill.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
No.
Councilmember Rashid?
No.
Councilmember Urin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the ordinance passes first reading. Number 11 are the consent agenda resolutions. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. Do I have an offer to accept the consent agenda items?
Offer, Espinosa.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilman Urin.
Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Urin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. Number 12 are announcements and comments from officials.
Thank you, Council President. I'd like to wish everybody an upcoming Happy Labor Day. Hope that you get to spend these last few moments of summer before school starts. And because school will start after the 7th, to remind folks in the town to be watching out for our children and those who walk to school. We do have a Safe Streets campaign going on, which I do appreciate our township doing. And I look forward to working with this team this fall.
Councilwoman Carmichael.
I ditto what Councilwoman Cahill said. Have a happy and safe Labor Day.
Thank you. Councilman Espinosa?
Yes, thank you. September 26th is coming up pretty quick. That's Saturday, and it's the Piscataway Bike Tour 3rd Annual. So please register. There's still time. And when you pre-register, you actually get a nifty T-shirt with that. So that's going to be very nice. And hopefully we'll have a good weather, good turnout. And again, hope to see you all there.
Councilwoman Leibowitz.
Good evening, everyone. Of course, back to school. I wish all of our students, staff, and their families a very safe and successful school year. Today was my retirement day number 3 of not driving to 100 Beamer Road, but my heart was certainly with all of the families, staff, and students who went to work today. As we head into September, we are heading into the high holiday season for the Jewish faith, so I wish all our Jewish residents a very sweet year and a very peaceful new year. I continued to be troubled and was deeply concerned about the continuing horrible actions of ICE in Middlesex County, in New Brunswick, in Piscataway, throughout the state and the country. It was really some horrible reports this summer. And I hope this body will continue to look at ways to protect our residents in any way possible. Finally, I want to do a thank you to our Cultural Arts Commission for all they did to support the summer concert series, as well as our visual art contest. Thank you.
Councilwoman Rashid?
I will just continue and invite all Piscataway residents come to the municipal building, look at the amazing art that's hanging in the hallways. We had a contest and it's some amazing talent. So please make a trip to the municipal building and admire the art, but also you can vote for
I voted
a public
tonight.
Choice. Yes, so definitely a good time. And then happy first day back to school. I know some kids might not be that excited, but parents are definitely excited, so.
Councilman Aaron.
Yes, I just want to tell everybody that our Pop Warner season started. Our Piscataway football players and cheer last week. And this year we are over the top with the attendance, which is really great.
Mayor.
I actually went to the games on Sunday. I want to thank the first responders for Saturday night's fire that took place, structure fire over on 8th Street, for all the dedicated work that they did. I want to send out also condolences, obviously, to Michelle and you and your husband, Nick, with the loss of a family member. Just as a side note, we're expecting to have Love Guard Street finished sometime within the next 2 weeks. And also Centennial Avenue is continuing to move along. The contractor's moving on the multi-use paths. They're expecting sometime in October to have the new signalized lights up. And then final paving will be sometime during the end of October, as expected. So all the other roads, we're expecting to mill and pave within the next 2 weeks. The Sturbridge development. And the contractor's finishing up on Palisades. We're supposed to finish that. We're going to do some paving on Possum Town Road in the next 2.5 weeks, weather contingent, and then over on Harold Place. And then there'll be some spot repairs and stuff, and then that'll wrap up the paving season for Department of Public Works.
Thank you. Business Administrator?
Thank you, Council President. I just wanted to, and I'm sure, I don't know how many people know, but the township does have a senior housing utility. It's called Sterling Village. There are available units there. If you are interested or you know anybody in a low to moderate income, these are wonderful units. Right across the way is the senior center, so it's a great location to live. The age eligibility, of course, income eligibility is 62. So I urge you, if you are interested in Sterling Village, please give the mayor's office a call and we will help you through that process. If you know anybody who would be eligible for that housing, we do have available apartments. I also just wanted to indicate that we had a radio tower meeting today, and that big project, of which the mayor was able to get, what was the total we received from the federal government? So $9.5 million for this $10 million or $11 million project. And what this means is that our entire radio system and dispatch system has been upgraded, and we are now connected with the county and all of our mutual aid immediately entities adjacent. We were just in a meeting. As a matter of fact, our OEM coordinator, Nick, was able to get signals from Marlboro. So this system is quite far-reaching, and we're going to continue to program our fire departments. So this way, the interoperability between the township and our mutual aid communities will be instantaneous and very reliable. And that's all I really have to say. I was going to mention, don't forget to vote. Folks took a lot of time to use different media to present their interpretation of the history of our country for the 250th. And that's what I have to say for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
No comments. Thank you.
Okay. And I'll just finish up. I also want to personally thank the volunteer emergency services personnel for their waking up at 2:30 in the morning for the working structure fire over in the Arbor section of our town. A lot of people really don't understand that these men and women do this voluntarily for no pay, leave their families, and leave their homes in the middle of the evening on our behalf. And I thank them for all of the everything they do for our community. We also do have this Thursday evening a rescheduled summertime concert. It is a Caribbean Flair, the Verdict Band, and let's hope that the weather gods work with us this Thursday at 7 o'clock over at the Columbus Park Extension for our last ditch effort to hold on to summer. We will now move forward with the rest of our meeting, which is the agenda session for the October 6th, 2026 meeting. On that agenda at the moment are an ordinance second reading amending in Chapter 12 Parks and Recreation establishing hours for pickleball courts at the Durham Park. It will be open to the public, a resolution adopting ordinance. Also, a second reading for the adopting redevelopment plan for Block 16-6201, Lot 4.02, 30 Knightsbridge Road. It will be open to the public, and it's a resolution adopting ordinance. A resolution authorizing acceptance of project and release of retainage, installation of bollards at Oak Place, T.R. Wagner Company to take care of that. We will have a motion to accept the council minutes for August 11th, 2026. At this time now, number 14, we will open to the public for anyone wishing remotely to open, join us publicly. We are open to the remote attendees.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
We're now closed remotely. Anyone wishing here in person to come up and speak at any time, please note you have 3 minutes in which to state your name, address, and 3 minutes in which to speak.
Kostas Efthymios, 58 Curtis Avenue. Last time I was here, I thank very much that you clear out all that tree line from 7th and Mansfield. I was so appreciative. Took 6 months, right? Is that how long I've been here? You still have to move 100 yards of soil to make that corner decent. Now you pave the street from Arbor to 7th. You should have just left that alone. Right, Mr. Ehring? Your election sign right on the corner over there? Standing pretty on the beautiful lawn? I loved it. You were very visible. Why weren't you there taking care of the issue that is rot? Negligence. You paved the street. You didn't talk to one resident whether they wanted to do that skirt to the walkway. It looks like a mess. Thank you for nothing. That hurts. I spoke about this not too long ago. Washington Avenue going over the bridge onto Lakeview. There was a swell over there, asphalt swell. It was done. Somebody did a lousy job on it. Another swell came up like 4 feet away from that. I mentioned it. Again, I made my complaint. Nobody heard me. None of you. Negligence. Mr. Harin, you should have saw it. A police officer should have seen it. Summer came up. That swell is now higher. And there's people bottom up on their vehicles. How many people have to get hurt before you do something? Still, negligence, and you don't see it.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to let the record reflect West 7th, our Department of Public Works and Engineering did not pave that road. That is a county road. And I don't know, and same thing with Washington Avenue is a county road. And South Washington, a county road.
Thank you.
Newmarket Road, a county road.
Please don't holler out. Please don't holler out, sir.
All right, 29 Redbird Road, Piscataway, New Jersey. I know I have 3 minutes and I have a lot to cover. So first I'll start with good because the bad is very bad. The good part is this past week I went through Google and there was Piscataway NJ meetings. And in that there was a dashboard for police, where they were called, how the streets were, what the nature of the call was. I think that's a fantastic job that somebody is doing and bringing the transparency of how the government should be. So that should be commended for a job well done. It was on that website and that dashboard is pretty, so that's good. Getting on to the worst things that I see now, and again, I'm going to reach out to both the councilwoman who actually, and I'm going to be pretty rough because look, I don't like diplomatic language and that's not how I was wired. Both of you guys kind of ran for an election and this was to lower property taxes. And I would just like to ask you this question. In that agenda, when you ran for that platform, did you achieve any success? And if you didn't, then there are four reasons. Either you don't know what you're doing, either you're clueless, you could be helpless, or you have no control over things. And when you have all four, it doesn't bode well when you sit on those chairs and you say that the government is working for the people. And I'll give you examples of that. I own two houses, and again, that was paid by liquidating my 401ks and retirement funds because there was no money that was available to fund my family, my education, my research. I have two tenants. For the last 3 months, they are behind for more than $7,000 in rent. $7,000, that's two houses, that's yearly rent. It gets worse. Two of them are single mothers or divorced, okay? One of them applied for hardship or whatever it was. That money didn't come through. The other one has two daughters trying to find work. She can't find work. Then she applied for God knows what government program. She got half the money and she's still stressed out and she still can't pay the rent. So you have that problem. And then now I have to go through the court, which obviously you have to go through the eviction process. I went through the NJ courts online. That website is just a mess. The amount of forms that you guys have created for somebody just to file eviction, it's a shame. If a self-litigant has to file that form, they are going to be buried in paperwork. I mean, if we call this as a government, or if you call this as a job creation, the job of government should be to make somebody's life easier. When I looked at those forms, I just fell out of my chair. I mean, is this how you're going to call and glorify and bloat all these law firms? Is this what you guys go to Harvard and law to make that only you can fill the forms? Is there any shame left? And despite of those two ladies who are right now tenant, and then we have all this stuff, oh, we do so much for ladies, we do so much for women, we do so much for families. Oh, we do the social worker, she told me, a social worker were coercing her to not pay rent so that way she can move to the affordable housing that is provided by the government. So you have your salespeople telling my customers that not to pay rent and dragging me into the court and pay the fees. That's insult to injury. Last week, Mr. Gomer said, oh, we have a waiting list for affordable housing. Get me the list because two of my tenants, they can't even pay. Would you pay that rent or would you pay for that deficit?
Excuse me, sir. Please sum it up, okay?
Yeah. So all said and done, when all of this theater that runs in that we are doing really great in government and we are doing, it's not. It's
Thank
a
you.
Lie. It's a shame. Elections are joke.
Thank you.
Council,
I can't let this one go by. First of all, we're not in charge of evictions or anything like that. It's the courts, and that's the private sector. He had a choice to rent or not rent that out. That is not the Piscataway government's issue here. And as far as the tax rate, 9 years in a row, we've kept it steady with rising costs and things like that. We're 25% of the bill that the taxpayers get. I can't speak for the other agencies, but what I can tell you is several of the other agencies that are part of your tax bill did rise substantially. And obviously the Board of Ed being 52% of the bill, that's factually correct. Their tax levy went up over $4.5 million this year. So if Mr. Patel has a complaint, I think he needs to start showing up at the Board of Education meetings.
Anyone else? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion. And I'll offer a offer for adjournment. Offer.
Second.
Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out this evening. Have a safe ride home. We are due to receive thunderstorms shortly.
Have a great night.